You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In terms of the markets, a mixed picture this morning, but basically flat. S&P up 0.09%. And oil hovering under $60 a barrel. Crypto creeping back up toward 100. It's over 92,000 this morning. And we welcome in Jill Schlesinger back from the south of France. CBS News, Jill on Money. How are you, Jill?
I did not go to the south of France, but I am well, and I came back to be able to deliver the following news to you, because I know you'll love this, that since I'm gone, according to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has dipped below $3 a gallon for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, $2.95 this morning, $3.05 here in Connecticut. I tend to track it. Okay, so then that's a good segue. We'll talk about the K-shaped economy in a second, though. This issue of affordability has become obviously political. Mm-hmm. But when gas prices are down like that, and then there's arguments on both sides of the political aisle, well, life is too expensive, and then, you know, and then the White House says it's not, and we don't know if tariff prices are starting to feed through the economy. How do you find out the truth about affordability outside? Because for me, it's like gas prices are down and groceries always feel expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really just depends on the person. I think it's a fool's errand to tell people that, oh, no, you're okay. I think that the Biden administration made that mistake by saying, you know, well, your wages are up more than the rate of inflation, and so you should be okay. And if you just feel what you feel, that's kind of what rules in my mind, right? If you're a consumer and you don't feel well, that's okay.
Right.
That's just how you feel. Now, I think what is interesting is despite all the negativity, people are spending. They're not spending as much as they were. They don't feel quite as good about it. But there's definitely evidence that there is retail spending going on. And there's kind of two parts of the economy that is definitely occurring. That's what we call the K-shaped economy. And we think about the people who earn a lot of money or have a lot of money as that, you know, figure the line down of the K and then go one part of the K goes up. That's the wealthiest 10 or 15 or 20% of Americans. They're pretty psyched. Their stock portfolios are up. Their house prices have increased dramatically over the last 5 years. And, you know, even if you've lost a job, you've got a lot of money to rely on that. So that's pretty good. And now we go down to the other part of the economy, the bottom part of that K that goes down. Those are the people who are making money. They may have had increases, but price levels are really high, especially in big spending categories. Forget about tariffs. Think about childcare, elder care, health care, housing, automobile costs. All of that added up means, wow, to live my life is really expensive. And I don't feel the benefit of a big stock market increase. I don't feel the benefit of house prices going up. I just feel shut out of both of those things. Even if I'm investing a little bit in my 401k, it's just not enough to move the needle for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's hurting a lot of people, especially like in your feeling part of it, right?
Yeah. So the K-shaped economy, in your opinion, is really what the current situation is.
Well, yeah. And I think that the economy over the last 5 years, the post sort of 2020 COVID and COVID recovery economy has been really strange. And I think that people have not actually gotten used to the fact that there is a certain level of prices that we just have to get used to. I know that a lot of economists say the thing about these high inflationary spikes is not so much that you can't get, you know, bring them under control. You can, but it's hard. You will not bring the overall price level down.
Right.
You just won't unless you have a horrible recession. So listen, there is also a fear of the labor market is weakening a little bit. It's not terrible. It is, you know, what they call a no fire, no hire kind of job market, where we look across all the sectors and we say, you know what? People are letting jobs go unfilled, or we're letting people retire, not filling those jobs. We're not hiring in a huge way outside of, say, healthcare. And I think that we just have to see what happens in the coming months. I will say this, for all of my worry about how people are feeling, as I said earlier, people are spending. And if this spending continues towards the end of the holiday season, the economy is going to look pretty good overall. Doesn't mean you're right. going to be left feeling great with those big credit card bills when it comes January and February.
So we're talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. You go to jillonmoney.com. You can read this week's blog, giving you a little more description on that K-shaped economy. And of course, you can see her on CBS News. So then we have this last potential Fed rate cut of the year. You talked about the, you know, low fire, low higher kind of setup in the economy. The assumption is we'll get a quarter point cut. Will it have any impact on anything?
Well, it's hard to have an impact right now. It's already had the impact, meaning that when we, I would say 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a real question, will the Fed cut? And it was sort of like, it's a coin toss. We don't know. And then when it started to seem that there were some Fed officials making comments that there would be a Fed cut, the stock market regained a little bit of its losses that it had seen. So we already saw that it's built into the price. What is everyone going to be looking at when it comes to the Fed? It's going to be that whether Chair Powell in that press conference signals that they might pause in January or says something else. I don't think the economic projections are going to be meaningful because the Fed doesn't have the information that we didn't have, which is most of the data for October. Right. So listen, we'll see. I do think there is a real possibility here that, again, that the economy comes in fairly strong, strong-ish, I would say, towards the end of the year. Next year, we're going to get a boost from all of the tax refunds that are likely to occur. And again, if you spend like crazy during this holiday season and rack up credit card debt, that beautiful tax refund that's coming your way is just going to go to pay down credit card debt. What a bummer. Yeah. So try to use a little restraint.
Oy.
Oy, I know. That's a great description. Oy, Jill, go back to where you
go
were.
Go back to France.
I wasn't in France.
Were you in someplace nice?
I was in a place where I was trying to determine how incredible an economy can grow. That would be India, which grew by an annualized 8.2% in the last quarter.
But is it as chaotic there as people
crazy,
say?
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. It's incredible. You can barely cross the street. It's amazing. A lot of sights and sounds. I'll send you some pics.
Awesome. Sounds great. Jill, by the way, we have the Fed meeting. Any other data points really quickly that people should be?
Before the Fed, there will be a report on the job market, the JOLTS report, the job opening and labor turnover survey. We watch that a little bit. There'll be the ADP report that comes out tomorrow. But I don't know. We just, a lot of this is lagging data. It's not going to mean so much. So we need a fresh set of data. Hopefully in the coming months, we'll get a clearer sense of what's going on in the labor market.
All right, Jill. Welcome back. It's good to
Thanks,
have you.
Thanks, man. All right. Bye.